thoughts on that, Al?
Obviously, we get the goal first half, a wee bit of quality. Higgy's obviously turned his man. Lewis Martin's got forward, put a great ball in the box, and it was a fantastic finish by Nicky Clark. Overall, first half, we were probably just slightly ahead. There wasn't much between the two teams, but I'd probably say we had the more chances. Second half, it all swings in the referee's decisions. I think he must be the only person in the stadium that's seen a free kick. Vettin spoke to him after the match and he thought Lewis Martin was holding him. But I've watched the video again and both players are holding each other. Actually, the United player holds him first, grabs a hold of him first. And there's no way the referee can see it either because there's plenty of bodies in front. And it's not even as if Farid ends up clearing the header as well. So I don't know how you can give a penalty there. It's impossible for the linesman to see it as well. He's not got a clear view. It's a crazy decision. We end up a man down under pressure. But all credit to the players. I thought they responded really well. And we come back and obviously we win a couple of penalties that it's just our luck that we don't score them. But you look at the first penalty as well, surely that's a sending off. It's a terrible tackle with McKenna in the box. The referee says it was a genuine attempt for the ball, but he's miles away from the ball. It's a dangerous tackle, so surely it's a sending off. He doesn't even book him. And then the second one as well. So it's really frustrating when you see that. But credit to the players. I thought the players were magnificent. Kept on going, created chances, but a couple other chances second half, defended well. And if we keep playing like that, then we'll do really well. He was absolutely gutted. We tried the last time, three different penalty takers against Dundee United. Callum was happy to hit the second one and he couldn't have hit it any better, the second one. The first one was probably wasn't his best penalty, but the second one, it was a good penalty, good power on it. And sometimes it's just a fantastic save and there's not much you can do about that. But that's disappointing.
Do you designate penalty takers on?
No, Higgy was happy to take it. He scored the last game here, didn't he? He scored the last game here, so he was a penalty taker. He's missed the first one and he was confident to go up and hit the second one. And it took a fantastic save, so really unlucky. But you've got to take your chances.
I mean, you touched on that Dundee United, the hat trick of saves in that game. I mean, can you believe it's, I know it's only 3 years, but it like feels like lightning struck twice.
It's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen it before. The last time it was three different penalty takers. This time it's the same penalty taker. It's a fantastic save. There's not much you can do about the second one. But really, we need to convert the types of chances because the boys worked incredibly hard. I thought we were even the better team with 10 men. We had a lot of possession without creating a lot of chances. So we've just got to make sure now we lift ourselves and we're ready for next week.
I take it you have penalty practices.
We score every day in training. Mm-hmm. Training, it's easy to score every day in training when there's no pressure. It's completely different. We have penalties at the end of training sometimes if it's a draw. Mm-hmm. And everybody scores. It's very rarely you see somebody missing, so it's hard to replicate that in training.
Barton took 3 points today, so
a
bit of pressure now down to 9.
I don't think it's any pressure, as we said before. It's about what we do. You can see the quality that we've got in the team. You can see the performances. Really unlucky at times, and I'm sure our luck will turn if we keep playing and working as hard as what we've done now.
Nicky Clark went off injured, I think. Is he alright? No,
hopefully he'll be alright. We'll need to wait and see over the next couple of days. He felt he just blocked a tackle, I think, towards the end of the first half, and he was feeling his ankle and he tried to run it off. But hopefully he'll be okay.